This is the Ramen Roundup Show, and we're back for the next hour and a half. But for the next hour, the phone lines are open to you guys out there. So it's 01279 899 150, 01279 899 150, or if you want to email us here, it's ryman@hawksradio.co.uk. Come on, get your phone calls in. Let us know what's going to happen with your team at the weekend. Of course, if you're Harlow fans, if you're a Needham fan, why not give us a call in? And of course, if you're the CEO, Tom Cunningham, and you're listening in tonight, then why don't you give us a call and let us know what you expect to be happening at the weekend? And we'll be interested in your views as well as everybody else's. So if anybody out there wants to give us a call, phone lines are now open, as we said, 01279 899 150. We've had one email. This is from my old co-host, Migsy, and he says, "Hi, Dave, great listening to the show. Having watched both teams play on a number of occasions, I believe both will play an attacking game. The playing surface will suit both teams, but it will be outside wing players who will play the key roles in the team's success, and it depends on how each defence will be able to deal with these." So there we go. But the phone line's ringing. First person up then. Let's see who we got on the other end of the phone. Hello?
Hello, is that the Ryman Show?
It is.
It's Paul from Phoenix.
Hello, Paul from Phoenix. How are you?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. Massive congratulations to you on last night.
Thank you very much.
Good, good, good. I mean, it must be fantastic to finally get over that to get over that line.
Yeah. I think everyone was a bit nervous. I sort of joked with Boyle, the manager, before that we were just keeping it interesting for the neutrals in the league. But yeah, I mean, to wrap it up with three games remaining is good news for everyone at the club, really.
Paul, how are you, mate?
Yes, fine, thank you. Who's that?
It's Keith.
Hello, Keith.
How's your head?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I had to be up at 4:30 because I drive an ambulance. So I couldn't go into work hanging and then have someone having a heart attack in the back.
No, that's well. I think your committee was having one last night, but I know the lads had a great night because I spoke to a lot of them and Aussie today. So
yeah.
Just tell the people listening what a massive achievement this is for Phoenix and what hard work they've done to get into the Ryman League.
Yes, yeah, we'll do.
Go for your life, Paul.
Go on, then. You tell us how big achievement it is.
Oh, sorry, are we on there?
Yeah, go on, mate. Yeah, you're live on there, go on.
Sorry, mate. Yes. It is. I mean, obviously, I've been at the club. I came along 5 years ago because my lad joined when he was six. And, they were playing Kent County League. And it was, as people have said before, it was like a social club with a football team attached to it. So, To actually get where they have is absolutely massive, and it's obviously a testament to the people they got down there. You know, it's a great committee. The fan base is growing season by season, and it's just one of those real good news stories, and it's a real nice friendly club. Obviously, you know it really well. So yeah, it's fantastic for all concerned. I'm sure there's a few sore heads this morning.
What sort of ground are you looking forward to travelling to next year, Paul?
Well, I mean, I don't know much about the Ryman, but I was talking to Woody last night, your old physio, Alan.
And
he was telling us that there's a few ground chairs in the Ryman North. Is that right?
There's a couple. Yeah, there are obviously Thurrock and Romford and Barkingside, obviously, but they're the only ones that I can.
Great,
yeah, but Averley's home, yeah, different leagues, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going to get slung on a Tuesday night yet. I think everyone's just looking forward to seeing us.
the newbies always go far first.
Oh, do they?
Wroxham, Dereham, yeah.
Is that like an initiation?
It's something like that, mate, but I'm pretty sure the club will pass.
No, I mean,
God help Wroxham when you lot turn up. I've got to be honest with you, on your little party bus. But, it's not that bad, to be honest. You'll be fine. But
yeah, I mean, I've everyone's really looking forward to it. I'm buzzing to get the fixtures out. it's obviously we're going to have to look at laying on a few more coaches next year because we have got quite a following away now.
Well, I was saying to today, and you'll say that I thought was tremendous that how many fans turned out last night, because obviously the club itself, the youngsters, and yeah, you know, they were doing, weren't they, doing the conga behind the goal.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think the ball is always keen to turn these things into home games, because obviously, that 12th man helps the players out. But you know, we took a load of people down to Bodmin. We took a load of people up to North Shields. Mm-hmm. The gates are growing sort of season on season. So it's good. It's a good buzz.
Well, I wish you all well with it, mate. And like I said, we may try and get Morty or Ass in again next week, and he can as long as they're sobered up. I know they're looking forward to the Ryman League due on the 13th of June now, I know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, Kev, you should get them both on, because, you know, as you know, together, they are a very funny double act.
Yeah, it's pretty, it would be, yeah, if I'll get Tony Russell in, I know it'd make a good foursome. That would
Why not, yeah, let's get them all in. Yeah.
All right, mate, well done.
Cheers, Kev.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So is that, that's something I didn't know until Paul just said that. So the likes of Phoenix and, say, Haringey, do they get invites into the Ryman do?
Yeah, you get. They do. You get four. You can have up to four people to the Ryman do, and then obviously in the morning on the AGM they come and obviously get their.
Sort of right. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Whatever.
But yeah, no. When we won the league many years back and VCD, yeah, you all the teams get invited. Yeah.
Do they get that on that? Is that the AGM? They get their.
You get your plaque, your instrument.
Yeah, I remember from last year now.
Two ties.
I remember East Grinstead didn't work, getting it, yeah. Yeah.
And obviously with this year as well, with the voting of the new chairman, it's going to be going to be like the general election, isn't it? They're going to be out campaigning around Phoenix and Haringey and everything.
Yeah, it will be interesting. It will be very interesting.
So, and like I said, these fellas know how to party, and I'd say that if you win the league, you want your table next to theirs. That's the corner, and I might even go just to go and them, because they know how to, they do know how to party.
Well, we're actually me and Ray. Of course, if you're allowed out, of course that weekend. But if we're hoping to be behind the back of Guernsey again, because this time around we might get a shirt.
Yes, right. We
got a scarf last year. We're trying to get upgraded to a shirt if we can get one. Yeah, but. It's fact that actually the youth secretary actually asked us, has Ray got his pass stamped yet? So,
She's loosening. Yeah, getting there. I've managed to sort out times.
It all depends on Saturday. If you win Saturday, then there's always more wives in the seat. And that's what you got to think about. Football comes first, and that's what you've got to tell them.
Well,
I've been down that road once before.
listen, like I said, I'm just, you've got to stand up to these people.
01279 899 150. If Kim's listening, that's the number to call, Kim. 01279 899 150. If you are listening tonight, because it would be fantastic to see a reply.
I do special rates for marriage guidance.
Do you know what? If I had Kim's telephone number, I think I'd text her to come on. But anyway, that's not the point.
Any fans
that want to come on, 01279 899 150. Come on, let's get this light flashing in the studio, and let's get the ball rolling. If these the old Harlow Ultras are out there, and I know you're all waiting for Legsy to call in, but get him before Legsy gets on the air. And then what about you, Needham Market fans? There's got to be people out there listening tonight. Come on, let's get on the show and let us know what's going on.
Obviously the people are also fighting for relegation or playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any fan that's got a funny story from the year, anything that's happened, either a player, a silly goal, anything, or something that's happened on the way at the ground, let us all know. That's what we're interested in.
That's it.
Like having a laugh.
And as we said, if Tom Cunningham was out there and he's listening tonight, then why not give us a call in as well, Tom, and have a chat. And it'd be fantastic to see your side of it as well. But I suppose other bit of news we can talk about while we're waiting for the light to flash was the other bit of big news that broke today. Do you want to fill people in on that one, Ray? Our bit of big news?
Chapman. Big announcement made with Danny Chapman taking over as director of football, running the whole of the academy, coming in full time, which is an absolutely fantastic appointment. Danny's worked hard while he's been here as first team coach, as everyone knows, and he definitely deserves a, the role, and he's really, really looking forward to getting involved into it.
I think it shows the progression that you're looking at a club. But was someone else? Did you have a director of football that done that before, or was it just a post that obviously because Dan's done so well? And
no, we had got Carl Raymond. He come in at the start of last season to get it all up and running, and got the teams in. And he got the ball rolling really for the first, I'd say, 6 months. I'd say Dave. He was here for. Then he decided to jack it in for one reason or another. We filled the gap with Ryan Jesse coming in, doing a little bit. So Dan has been announced to that Tom's taking him on as the director of football. And I think going forward, I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think the first team manager should be part of all that. I know I was at Townsend, and you know, it's great. It's if obviously for Dan to be here full time, obviously giving up his job, well, it's big. So
it's massive for him. He's a black cab driver in London, and that's what he does on a trade. And to give that up and to come in and do this, it's massive step for him. But one that he's really, really looking forward to,
Started. No, I bet he can't. It's something you love doing in football. You can do it full time.
Yeah,
absolute perfect. So yeah, you know, exactly. Done well. And, you know, I think that the other side of it, just the management need that people need to look at and respect as well. So it's all definitely. Good. All good.
So while we're waiting for more calls to come in, let's just have a look at the rest of these fixtures, probably in a little bit more detail, I suppose. With the should we start with the Ryman Prem, I suppose. I suppose it couldn't be much bigger, could it? AFC Hornchurch against Peacehaven and Telscombe.
Yeah, it's, you know, if Hornchurch win, they got a little bit of a life side. But that's what I'm saying with VCD. Ooh,
light flashing in the studio. Who we got? We'll come back to that.
Hello, I reckon so.
Hello. It's Ray, one of the Harlow Ultras.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Who's there?
It's David.
Hello, David. How you doing?
Not too bad, Ray. Not too bad at all. And we've got Mr. Byers here as well. He's sitting in here acknowledging your call as well.
Hi, mate. How you doing?
Can you hear us there, Ray?
Sorry. Should I turn the radio down?
Yeah, we can hear ourselves four times.
I've turned it down now.
There we go.
Top man.
How you doing, Ray? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all good. Looking forward to Saturday, obviously. You know, like most supporters, I suppose, all looking forward to the game on Saturday. Gone through a bit of a menopause this week, you know, sweating and my hands are sweating and nervous and whatever else. But as far as the game goes, I'm not that worried, really, to be honest with you. I think I'm quite confident that we can go there and get a result.
Go on, why do you think you're going to get a result? Tell us what's the difference between you and Needham. Be as biased as you want.
Well, we've only lost three away from home, which is pretty good anyway. But I think the type of football we're playing, and if you look at the depth on the bench that we got, I mean, every time I look at the bench, those five names on that bench are all quality players. And I think we've got to go there with no fear, which I don't think we will have anyway, and I'm really confident we can get a result.
How do you see it panning out? We've been talking about this earlier.
do you want a real laugh?
Yeah, go on.
I had a dream last night that a team in red won 3-0.
Do you want the bad news?
It's not going to happen.
You're not playing in red on Saturday.
I know.
I think you should have said that was a nightmare.
I know Saturday is a massive game, and what I'd like to think about now is that all those years ago when the club was in serious trouble and how far we've come, not to forget, you know, where we've been and what a marvellous job that Tommy has done to bring this club back to where it should be.
Yeah, I've tell you that you've got to look at that, and as a fan to say that as well, I think you're 100% spot on. You know, and I remember when we first came in the league and Harlow were just going through that, and you know, and to turn it around and see where you are today in such a short period of time with the facilities you got here, I think he does need a lot of credit for that, and the rest of the committee as well. It's not just
with Tommy and Chapo at the start, but you know, looking at where we are now, you've got to give them credit. They've done an amazing job, and they've put Harlow back on the map.
Listen, it's like most football clubs. It doesn't matter what level you're at, the Premiership all the way down. The fans are always like that, and you've got to trust the people in charge. And
yeah.
And that's why a lot of managers and a lot of clubs at any level, you know, don't do that well, because as soon as the fans start going on people's backs, it causes a little bit of friction, and then the board look at it and other people, and you've just got to believe. And I said this the other week when you played the game here, I know it was just before the Averley game, and I said, look, you know, you've got to be the extra man for Harlow. You can't be, you know, they miss a chance or concede, you can't be going, oh, I'll get him off. You know, cause that them vibes players do pick up, especially when non-league's a little bit different, because you're so close to the pitch.
Yeah.
Everyone can hear your sneeze, not even like, and you do look round, and it doesn't, and people say, oh, players don't, you know, they're not paid thousands of pounds where, you know, that they're going to ignore it. They're in the game and they can hear things. And on the other side, if you've got everyone roaring you on, you feel $1 million. And at a manager, you feel you can do no wrong as well. So that's where the fans, and especially yourselves, hit, and when you're here, can make a massive difference.
I mean, looking at the forum and some of the messages that have been on the forum this week, I think there's a good chance we could turn it into a bit of a home game on Saturday. You know, with balloons, confetti, the drum, the siren. I think we're going to make a fair old racket, you know. I think we're going to get right behind the boys, and I can't see any reason why we can't get the 3 points we need.
For you, we've been talking about this just before. Do you think, or would you like to see Harlow go out full attack, or would you just like him to be cagey? What do you think the best policy? If you was manager of Harlow Town, Tommy all of a sudden picked you for the biggest game to wear Dan's suit, stand there, and go for it. Would
it
you
fit him?
Who would you pick as well? Would you make any changes to the side? Now you're the manager. Would you make any changes to the side? Would you bring Alex Reid straight in, or would you just go for it, or would you be nice and cagey? Come on, tell us your management. Let the fans have their say.
Josh and Daniel at the back.
Okay.
With Craig and Edie. I'd start with Stampy and Dadson.
Stampy's injured.
Who's injured?
Stampy.
Oh, is he? And then I'd go with Jared.
Is he back and follow the year, Jared? Okay, so you're leaving out, obviously, Junior Pye, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair and enough. Then I'd have Fab and Cowley in the middle, and have Jamie and Reedy.
So you're obviously... Mr. Hutchins is left out as well. So you're going straight to... You're going to 4-4-2 then, basically.
I'd have Jamie playing behind Rudy.
Okay.
And I must admit, I agree. I that's exactly how I had it. And I know I've spoken to it loads of times with Tim and with Ray. The only difference I'd have with that would be I'd have Ben Glasgow in instead of Popey.
Okay.
This is why we want people to phone in, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's everyone's opinion, and it's great. I think, you could get 5, 6, 7 different sides. You know, I've watched Harlow 4 or 5 times this year. I could write a side down, but I think could play against Needham, and Dave could, and Ray could. And I know the main one is Dan's. It doesn't matter. But this is why it's fun. And to be fair, the side you picked, if I'm looking back as a neutral, you've got quite a good balance there. Obviously, you know, you've gone Jared or whatever instead of Junior. But either one, you know, that this is, and you said this, that you've got a lot of options on the bench, especially in wide areas as well.
Definitely.
So, it could be. That ain't a bad side.
I do think, though, Rafe, we're taking the drum with us, though. You've got to get Mr. Dyer back on it for one more game.
Oh, we've actually got a new drumstick as well.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, a good quality one that's not going to break as well, so he can whack it as hard as he likes.
All right,
guys, I'll let you crack on.
Magic, thanks very much,
Ray.
See you Saturday, mate. See you later, mate. Bye.
Happy days. Always people knocking at the door now as well. We've got people knocking at the door.
God, we've got fans coming in.
We've got everybody coming in now. Ray's going to the door. But, of course, if you've got any other numbers, 01279 899 150. That's 01279 899 150. So if you want to call in, that is the number you want. It's 01279 899 150. We've got a visitor. We've actually got a visitor. This is going to be fun.
So that's what I'm saying. This is what this is about.
This is what it's all about.
When people come in...
Pull a seat up, Legsy. Pull a seat up.
He's next to me. He bought a bog roll with him. So we've got an actual Harlow Town fan joined us.
We
this
have,
is
mate.
Brilliant.
Just right into that mic.
Is this how tight they are up here? They don't want to spend money ringing, so they're coming into the show.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
I'm all right.
Lexi, we were talking. I don't know if you heard the conversation.
Well, we just had Ray on the phone.
We just had Ray from the Ultras, and we've asked him, obviously, his side for Saturday and what he would do and how that player would be coached. So you didn't hear his side. So who would you pick for Saturday?
Oh, dear. Right, I'll start up front.
Okay, we're going backwards
right,
then.
I would play Jamie Guy from the start.
Okay.
I'd have Reedy on the bench.
Okay.
Right, and I'll tell Jamie to give us everything he's got. And after 60, 65 minutes, whatever, when he's blowing out of his backside, what a replacement we've got to come on.
Yep, nice, fair enough.
The rest, I can't even think about it. I'm too nervous. I think everything in my body is seized up.
Oh, well, at least you got a player anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to play with a one.
I'm just worried. All I want to do is score goals. And we will score goals.
Yeah.
We was asked the question earlier on, was someone going to be videoing the game at the weekend?
Yep.
There is. Mr. Dan Wilson's just tweeted in saying that he'll be videoing the game at the weekend.
Okay, I'll be
so there we go. But hey, look, phone line's going now. We're really rocking now.
Lexi, no, if it's an Eden fan, can't have a go at them. Right?
Hello. Hello. You're through to the Ryman Roundup show.
Hi there, mate. It's Migsy.
Hello, Migsy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. Not bad. I'm just listening to the show, and I just wanted to comment about the Harlow. I'm fine, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. It's just you're replying to your radio. If you switch your radio down, you'll be all right, mate.
I'm off it now.
There you go, mate. Good, mate.
No, it's interesting what your previous caller said. I think the fans will have a big say in the game on Saturday. Like I said, I've watched both teams play, and the Harlow support, when I've gone down and watched them, and even when they came up to where my lads were playing, the support that the players got was superb. It was almost worth an extra man on the pitch. Whereas with, you know, Needham, they're a good side. Don't get me wrong, they've got quality all over the pitch, but their supporters are very subdued, and they don't get going until something happens tenderly towards where Needham score.
No, that's true. That hence what I was saying earlier about how I would set up if I was Harlow. I would try and make it as difficult for Needham as possible to keep them quiet. But I do think this is going to be a bit of a different crowd from Needham. You're going to go out. I think they're going to get the whole town out for this. It's going to be massive. I think even talking when we spoke to the newspaper guy earlier, Russell. So I think they're going to. They know obviously what sort of fans you're going to bring up, and I think they're going to try and make it pretty similar as well. But it'd be a great atmosphere. But like I said, if it's you singing more, obviously Harlow singing more than Needham, it will help. But
I think Needham's two experienced players, Westy and Izzy, will play an important part, because obviously Needham have got a few youngsters, and for a lot of them, even though they've come through academies and all that, it'll be a probably the biggest game they've played in.
Yeah,
such an atmosphere.
Westy and obviously Izzy against obviously Fabian and Danny Cowley will be interesting as well. You know, they've got Michael Brothers up front that's experienced as well. At the back, they're quite inexperienced though, and obviously you've got Jamie Guy, could be Alex Reid that's obviously been about. Junior Dadson's going to obviously make a major impact in this game, being his experience as well. And you know, as managers say, and this is where I'm asking everyone their team, because there's times where managers go with youth and brilliant, but there are times as well you do need that experience to help them out. So I think Harlow has got that in areas as much as what Needham has. So that's why it's so evenly balanced.
Yeah, I think there was a question you said, like, you know, who's the pressure on, and. You know, and I can only go through my experience of the non-league playing days, which was when I was with Stevenage, and I think it was Ryman 2. And I remember, I mean, we won it with about six games to go.
I think you might have been the record points, if we remember.
Yeah, something like that. But I remember, I think it was the game that, if we won it, we won the league, right? And even so, we were that far ahead. For about the first 15 minutes, we played with nerves.
Yep.
It was really weird. And I think the pressure will be on Needham
because they'll be expected.
That's exactly what I said. And I think any Burgess Hill fan will be saying that as well.
Yeah.
They struggled a little bit when they were there, and the nerves, that first little part of the game, it doesn't matter. I don't think you're human if you think you've got all that, all your season is built up into this game where you just know if you win it, you've won the league, and that's a lot of emotions to control.
Yeah, and it's sort of like either you go ahead or you go behind, that's when it all gets released, and hopefully you can start playing your normal game.
Yeah.
So, but no, I wish both teams well, but my heart will say I think Harlow will sneak it. Seriously, just on what they've got and what I've seen, I think Needham technically could do it, but I think it'll be too much for them.
Yeah, I said about six, seven weeks ago that I fancied Needham because of the balance in their squad.
Yeah.
And I said going back over the weeks that, you know, just before the transfer deadline, it's going to be an important week. You know, either team manager needs to go and get some signings. And I think Jamie Guyer coming in has made a massive, massive difference to the experience and scoring goals in big games. So they balance that up well. And like I said, I don't think, you know, there's only a point in the league, and I think it is that close between the both sides.
Yeah. I think also, just going off the subject between them two, I think in the playoffs, I saw Thurrock play recently, and they've impressed me. I wouldn't say they're probably the most gifted side, but they're work ethic and their belief and desire to do well, no matter who they're up against, will carry them through well into the playoffs, and I don't think they will fear anyone.
Yeah, I agree. I watched them not that long ago as well, and a bit like both the sides on Saturday, they've got a lot of firepower up front with Ross Wall and things like that, and obviously their midfield's quite tenacious with Lewis Spence and all that, and you know they've got Leslie Thompson from us. That they're not a bad side. You are right, but if they do it, they'll be travelling away, and I'm not sure their away records may be as good as their homes. So.
Well, the funny thing about that is we're talking about, you just said there about Thurrock's sort of got a good you know strike force there. It was quite funny. I think one of the preview shows we had to the season this year, and we had a bloke called Matt Abbott come in from the Thurrock Gazette, and the one thing he said about Thurrock was he didn't expect to see him do too much this year because they haven't got much up front.
Yeah,
but it came back and bit him in the bum.
Well, obviously they lost David Knight, who went to Wingate and finished. He was a good player, but I know, and I've said this before. I've watched a lot of games, and Ross Wall impresses me. He's got a bit of everything: strong, quick, getting behind. Obviously, you know, Charlie Simpson up front. They've got that as well. They can score some goals.
Mm. Yeah.
We just had a tweet come in, Mixie, and it's actually for Legsy, actually. He says, in here, Legsy's so nervous, his hair's stopped growing. Tell him I'm shredding paper to stock him up. Laugh out loud. That's from Scott.
I've been up all night praying for split ends.
I'm glad you've done your roots.
I bet I'll raise praying for some hair to grow,
innit? Oh, this is brilliant. I tell you what, I'm waiting for all the Cray fans to ring in because they're the Wanderers.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So where are you at the weekend then? Because play?
I'm local. As you know, my lad plays down at Soham, which is a bit of a hike, but he's enjoying it and he's been getting some good experience, some great games. And I think you were right in saying the quality of the games that I've seen have been really good, the majority of them. I've been really surprised by the standards, and you know, when I've watched these lads play against these teams, win, draw or lose, I've been impressed by the games that he's played in, and it's been a real pleasure, you know, going and watching.
How old's your lad, Mixie?
He's just turned 19.
This is the good thing about what I've noticed in the last few years, and obviously as a manager I've done it, that managers are giving these youngsters a chance, and it's not all about size and things like that. If they've got the ability, you know, I said Cray have got a young goalkeeper. When I watched Waltham Abbey, they lost to Cray, but they had a couple of youngsters sort of up top, and they you could see they were young and they were decent, and you know, and I think that is the way forward, blooding them with. The older players, but you know, all these clubs now, and we just mentioned it with Danny here, that set up these academies. you know, you might as well set an academy, you know, it's pointless setting an academy up if you're not going to use them. Yeah. And I'm going through it, and you know, my mate's boys just got released from Dagenham and Redbridge this week, and they've not signed one player from their academy on pro forms this year. One player at Dagenham. What's the academy doing there? You know, you must be ringing me after the game, the first team manager's my mate, but, you know, you've got to look as a chairman and go, why? What are we spending our money on an academy, if we're not going to take a chance on at least one, even if you signed them and put them out on loan?
It's Kenny Brown in charge, then, isn't
it? Kenny's there, and like I said, but he's only, to be fair to Kenny, he's only just sort of come in. You know, I know Danny Carey, but it was a shock. They didn't sign one single player on a form this year, and you know, what's happening to these players? They've all got to go on these trial games now to release players to see if they can get another sniff.
Yeah, which is almost like a cattle market, really.
Exactly right. Yeah, we all turn up and watch them.
Yeah. Just to promote Soham Town Rangers, they're setting up an academy over at their way, with a 2-year scholarship. Right, they're opening for a number of players, but they've got a carrot at the end of it in the sense that I think five players will be offered the 3-year contract for the first team.
Well, again, and fair play to Soham, because I know Ray and everyone's been up there. I don't know if the legs has gone up to Soham. It's obviously a very, very small little town and village, and they are the main club. So I think that's what you've got to do. You know, for a club like that, it's not going to cost them anything, you know, to do that. Mm. And I know, like I said, with us at Thamesmead, that when we was there, I had six come through this year. And I know Dartford, he keeps a lot of his on, and he pays them as well. I think there's about 8 to 10 every year they keep on and give money, and they put them out on loan, and whatever happens, you know, it might not be massive amounts, but it's enough. Mm. And he just helps them go through, and if he needs to call them back, he will, and if he doesn't, he lets them go out to clubs, and he doesn't just, because it's like most pro clubs, when you get let down, these kids go to bits.
Yeah.
And if they're at a club, and it could be like one outside the under sevens at Harlow, in 8 years' time, Harlow's in his blood, and he wants to play for Harlow's first team, and he's in the academy, and all of a sudden they just go, yeah, see you later, he'll be heartbroken. And it's a way to sort of, especially if they have, you know, they have got ability. So, you know, I, and fair play to Soham for coming up like that, because, like I said, they're locals. Most people think that's a major thing.
Well, they're in competition with Cambridge United, obviously, Cambridge City, around that area, and St Neots are around there and all that. And they want to attract the best youngsters possible. But again, they've got Ian Hart up there and Steve Foley as a management team. And they've done, you know, wonders with the team, considering with what's around them.
Mm.
But they honestly feel that, you know, youth is the right way going forward. And like you said, not to throw them away to one side. You know, if you can come, if 20 of them go through this academy session, and then the top five, you know, that's the carrot. You've got to prove yourself over a 2-year period that you're good enough to be offered a first team contract.
Well, that's it. The only way the level of football is going to get better in this country is senior level, if the youngsters are given a chance.
Yeah.
And like you said, a lot of teams are doing the academy now, and you know, we will mention Needham again. Kevin Horlock does theirs, you know, the ex-pro, and you know, and I think it's clubs have got to do it now. And it's also a good revenue income for them as well.
Yeah.
It helps them put something back into the community and helps them out as well. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah, just touching base on what you said about Needham, I read up there when we went up there that four of their youth team players, under 18s, were offered trial visits, which under 18.
That's the thing, obviously, when you're up there, they're not loads and loads of clubs like there are in London that want them. So, you know, they do look and take that. So it's all good.
Yeah.
And a big game for your boy at the next Tuesday?
Yeah, the old Cambridge United ground. He's looking forward to it. He's got a bit of an ankle swelling, but he's doing everything possible to get fit, making sure he's going to be fit, not only for Tuesday, but for this Saturday as well.
Who they got Saturday?
They've got Wear Away.
Yeah, don't worry about that. He'll twist it on that pitch.
I'll tell him that. Not to go into any tackles.
Yeah, it? Absolutely.
No,
Andrew Migsy, thanks very much for calling in, mate.
Have a good one.
Yeah, see you, mate. See you, mate. Bye.
Oh, well, thank you.
I can take that club off my job list.
There's been another. There's been another tweet coming actually for you, Lexi. Again, it says it. Lexi, we said ring up, not walk in. What a legend you are.
but that's why they call him Lexi.
What are, these legs, phones what are these legs meant for? walking straight into places.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, dear. So, I mean, what's the atmosphere going to be like when we get there? Do you reckon it's going to be a cracking atmosphere at the weekend for that game?
It's buzzing already. I mean, we've got a couple of pages on Facebook, and every time I look at my phone, there's someone commenting on the game on Saturday, how many hours to go, how many days to go, how many minutes to go. I can't eat, I'm constipated, you name it, we're going through it.
Well, that's normally the opposite of normally yourself.
I mean, we bought a new pair of drumsticks. We mean business.
Obviously, you like a lot of chicken then.
Oh, that's foul.
Oh, I know. Oh, God.
He's
winging it.
Yeah, no, we're getting the flag sorted. The shredded paper's sorted, the bog rolls are sorted, the drum is sorted, the siren's been oiled. Possibly balloons as well. You know, it's right. It's a cup final.
Taking round Stirling.
we're going to be the 12th and 13th man. Simple as.
And fair play, yeah. For yourself, Les, again, fan, what does this, you know, we mentioned about Mixie said about the highs and the lows of what's gone on with Harlow over the, you know, the committee and Tommy's done. What would you explain as a fan what this sort of means, what it could mean to you for sort of winning the league, winning up there?
It just mean everything. I mean, for the likes of some of the guys that have been coming, sort of like some of them have been doing 35, 40 years.
Yeah.
I'm a relative newcomer on about my ninth season, you know, and I feel for them, you know, and I was so grateful that they let me in to their little, you know, clan, to be a part of them. And we're just a very, very unique bunch of people.
Yeah, no, we've all said that. And I said on the phone, and I've, when we used to come up here and, you know, and they were behind us and, you know, we had great banter with the fans, and they were good lads. But you are unique for most fans because you are proper football fans in this league, and are the ones that actually get behind. And you know, it does mean a lot to you. And you go to a lot of grounds, and you know, there's a lot of parents and older people. Yeah. But you know, and or might come and watch if their pro side's not playing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, you know, you come here all the time. And that's massive.
I think we've all done the big time football with the film stars, you know, you whatever team you've supported. I mean, I've done Man United for 27 years, home and away, abroad, you name it, I've done it. But this is getting me more.
Because you're closer to it as well, it is. And that's why you keep saying to people about non-league. You do, as a fan, you can feel part of your club.
Yeah, yeah, and we are a massive part. You know, it's lovely when, you know, something's in a local paper and Chapo or whoever, you know, mentions us fans, you know, great support, getting behind the boys. I mean, we read that and we take that to heart. You know, we're not just turning up, paying our 10 quid on the door and then saying thank you very much. You know, we do get something back from them. And even little things like this radio station. Fantastic idea. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
We love it. We can't get enough of it. You know, we're just buzzing. And I feel for everybody that's been going a long time, put their heart and soul into it. I mean, a lot of us have come from sitting in grounds 55, 60,000 to going somewhere away to Tilbury where there's 118 people and four poodles running about. you know, and it's not the most, especially on a Tuesday night.
Hope you don't mean in the kit. I think I signed another thing.
Yeah, great left foot on one of them. Right? But we get just the same buzz out of, you know, being in that sort of crowd. And it just gets you. You know, we live for Tuesday nights, Saturday afternoons. It gets you through the working week.
Nice.
And, you know, we want to be the loudest, we want to be the best, we want to be the most loyal supporters in this division, and I think we are by far.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think there'll be many people outside the that's watched games, as many as I have, that see the support you've got and get behind the side, which is really good.
Yeah, and we want to take that into the Prem, and we'll be right up there amongst them as well.
Yeah, there'll be a few crowd there that will give you a match, but that's where you lot should be, to be honest.
Yeah, I think we deserve
it. And you'll grow as well with that, and you'll have a few more. Yeah. You might have some armsies and some heads and all that heads and all that coming along. You might get a full body by the time the season's finished. I've heard you got someone called Dick, but...
On that note, number to call in, 01279 899 150. It's 01279 899 150. If anybody else out there, just get on this phone, give us a call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. Say with football in the Ryman Leagues, we're here for another 20 minutes with the fans phoning. And then, of course, then what we're going to do is we're going to have, if Legsy wants to stay around, we've got Mark Morsley on the phone, manager of Needham Market, will be on at 9 o'clock. So that'll be interesting to have a chat with Mark. He's already texted me, said he's ready when we are, but we're going to give you guys out there another 20 minutes. So if there's any Needham fans out there, or there's any fans out there, give us a call in, 01279 899 150. It will be the number to call.
Mark on now. Let him finish.
What do we want? Do we want Mark? Should we get Mark?
If no one's going to ring in now,
we're going to give you 5 minutes to call.
5 minutes to ring in, otherwise we ring Mark.
The one we want to get in.
Set of headphones.
Bring Tom in. Get him in here. There.
Hold on a minute. We're going to need a terrace in here.
They're all in here. Yeah, they're all in this tonight.
That's it. Yeah.
But the one man we'd love to get in here, of course, is the Harlow Town Youth Secretary. We'd love to see him on the blower. So if he's listening, which I know he is, 01279 899 150. He's got the face for radio. So get on the blower. 01279 899 150. Especially as he's been swimming around in a pond most of the afternoon after his dog. So why not get in here and tell us what he thinks? Because he's a new Harlow Town fan, so it'll be interesting to see. I think one of the first games he saw was Witham last year, so not a cracker to start with, but there we go. But
Dave, I'm getting texts right from my ex-players and whatever. Right, Ashley Probetts, who's obviously the Thames Mid Town skipper, him and Sam Mott, who's the goalkeeper at Hornchurch, okay, we're all mates, and we obviously everyone knows WhatsApp, and we're all his friends. Now, I've got a couple of great videos on my phone. One of them Sam sung today. He sings in his car and videos and sends it. They're telling me to play this live. I can't do it, right? I won't do it because, one, his voice ain't great, but two, there's nothing swearing in it or at all like that. But so, Ash, the answer is no. I'm not going to drop Sam Mott in it and let everyone hear him sing. So I'll be getting loads of tweets. I'm getting loads of agadoos as well, which is fun. But ring in. Ring in, and Ash, you can sing. Ring in and let's hear you sing, but keep it clean.
There we go.
Phone's ringing. Someone is ringing in.
We're phoning in. I'm sorting out headphones. There's people coming out the woodwork in the studio. But
we got fun and ringing.
There we go. So who we got on the oven of the line now then? Hello.
Hello. Yeah, it's Tomo, Harlow fan.
Hello, Tomo.
How's it going? You good?
Yeah, not too bad, sir. Not too bad. So how do we feel it's going to go at the weekend?
Right in. Too close to call, isn't it, really? Too close to call. It has been a proper roller coaster.
Are you going at the weekend?
I will be there at the weekend. This is my full. Well, I'll start again. It's my first full season following Harlow Town.
Tomo, we've been talking, and I hope you've been listening. What team would you pick? You're the manager for the day. You tell me. You can pick whoever you want. You go for it. What's going to win you the game?
What Legsy said.
one player.
Fabian's got to play. If we've got to fit Alex Reid, he's got to be on as well.
At the back, who would you play at the back? Obviously, you've got quite a few centre-halves to pick from now. Full-backs.
Who would I play at the back? That's a good question.
Obviously, Josh is obviously, I think he's steady. He's been playing most of your games, hasn't he?
Definitely.
Different to what the other fan said. He wanted Daniel playing, didn't he, the centre half?
Dan playing, yep.
Yep. So you...
He said Dan and Josh.
So your fullbacks, what are you going, Popey?
Right, yep. We'll definitely do a bit of Popey without a shadow of a doubt.
And on the left, are you going on the left?
Left. Ooh. Again, it's all tough to be honest, because they've all shone in their own way throughout the season, isn't it?
Yep.
And a game like this is really hit and miss.
See, can you see what a tough job that Dan's got?
Mate, to be honest, I had a chat with Danny Chapman at, I think it was Sudbury. Top man, lovely bloke.
Yeah, he is.
Lovely bloke, and I don't envy him at all, yeah? Because, honestly, like Legsy, I did the big football for many, many years, and then I've just come into this, and it's a totally different ball game. The pressure and all that is so in your face, but the adrenaline it gives you is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really, really is. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be up there for next season. Even if we get promoted or not, doesn't matter. It's just the rush. And they're a great set of lads and lasses as well.
Tomo, is this hurting more than when and if Chelsea ever get beat? Because you know you're going to get beat Saturday, aren't you? Let's get one thing
right.
Straight.
Well, we've got all over Man United.
I'm not allowed to swear, yeah?
No.
So bear in mind, but there'll be a lot of abuse coming at you face-to-face on Saturday, mate, yeah? So you hide behind that flag, son.
All right, just because you're bigger than me, and don't forget your stickers.
Oh, mate, the Ultra stickers will be coming. I will be ordering another roll as well. Another roll. Yeah, right in. Right, defenders. God almighty.
See, for me, Tomo, I would take Ben Glasgow and not Craig Pope.
Tomo, we finish at 9:30, by the way. We're not going to ask you for your subs.
Well, you see, when Legs is on the line and all that, you can't get a word in edgewise.
To be fair, Legs, you know, at least he just went Jamie Guy and that.
Yeah, right, okay.
Just
okay.
Bring your singing
obviously,
voice
you
with
you.
Obviously,
you've got Fabian and Danny Cowley in the middle.
Right.
Junior.
What about Josh Urquhart? What about Josh?
We said Josh.
Yeah.
You said Josh, yeah.
I think
three or four pick from, didn't you?
Yeah, I think Little Ray said he would go with Craig Pope, Daniel, Josh and Lane.
Yeah.
So who would you play alongside Josh? You've got three options, haven't you?
Yeah, well,
one
again. Well, yeah, you'd have to go Lane, wouldn't you? Really?
What, centre half, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Thinking they got Sam Newson, Michael Brothers, they may play Westlake on the left or Crispy, it depends.
My fault is I would bring in Warren Goodine personally. I'd have Warren and Josh.
Who played against Craig?
Yeah, that'll be my centre-half pairing this weekend.
Obviously, Daniel gives you that little bit more pace, doesn't he, than what Warren
does. But Warren gives us experience.
Experience as well against them. I will say Michael Brothers is exceptionally good in the air and holds the ball up very well. Sam gets in behind, so... Mm.
But none of our defenders have let us down. That's the
no,
trouble.
That's right. Listen, your record's good, but you've got all these to pick from.
Yeah.
It's a balancing act. Yeah. You know, it's like... Who's going to go together?
As I said earlier, they've all shone. I've been to about 80% of the games this season, and to be honest, they've all given it their all.
So you're wide men then. Let's go to the one that's going to win you the game. Obviously, I take it that Junior Dadson is nailed on.
Yeah.
So then you've got Danny Cowley, obviously Fabian in the middle, and who plays on the left? Or on the right, even. Is it Junior?
I'd rather have Dave Cowley.
Yeah, I'd rather have Dave as well. Well, I don't know.
Well, depends.
I don't know. Danny was good in his time, you know. He was a good player. But Dave, sorry, Dave. I kept going, oh, Dan, all the time.
Right.
I thought we signed another player then.
Well, this player's great. Okay. I've just gave you
again,
one.
What can you pick for, though? You've got the likes of Junior, you've got the likes of Stampy, you've got the likes of Robbie Martin, Fabian. Again,
perhaps we could play 15 aside.
It's all flipping a coin.
That's the rugby down the road. You missed him earlier.
But would you play Reedy and Jamie Guy, or one or the other?
Or Billy Hutchins. Have I got his name right?
No, Billy Jones.
Billy Jones. Billy Hutchins. He plays somewhere else.
I've got to say Billy Jones because I've got him on my Facebook.
Yeah.
if I don't say Billy Jones, that's
well, Billy's played most of the season for you, isn't he? Either up top and behind. I know you had Anton there. But, yeah, like I said, you've got a lot of good options there. So
The thing I like about we've got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
The way Jamie Guy's going at the minute, though, he seems to be on fire, doesn't he?
I think you've got to play Jamie no matter what. Yeah. I think Jamie's got to play because they'll be worried about Jamie. They know him up there. Experienced, big-time player, can hold the ball. You know, there's going to be times you're going to be under the cosh and then you need to retain it when you're going forward, and he can do that for you as well.
If Alex Reid is fit and up for it, he's got a figure somewhere down the line. That's a no-brainer as well.
I think he's got to be 100% fit. If Mark looks at the team sheet and sees Alex Reid on the team sheet, that will worry him slightly. If he thinks he's not fit, it won't. He thinks they're taking a gamble. But if he sees Jamie Guy and Alex Reid, he'll sit there and go, ooh, they've got goals in that side, even though they have anyway. On the other side of it, if it's 0-0 and you're 20 minutes and you put Alex Reid on, that'd be squeaky bum time for them as well.
Well, yeah, but to be perfectly honest, you'll see any of them on the team sheet and you'll be like, I think he's a worried man.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I'm going to stick up for him a little bit here. I don't think he's going to he's going to be sitting there going, we've got good players. You know, they've got Sam Nusa. They've got some heck of a good player. I'm going to be neutral because he's on in a minute.
Yeah, they've got a great side, in fact.
They don't get 100 points for being mediocre. Yeah.
Well, that's very true.
So you've got to give them a lot of respect along. As well, which I'm sure you will.
Respect, but they were motoring along and they've started to let it slip a bit. And it's like, okay. Okay,
yeah,
that could be psychological.
This is what the season was about. I remember when they were behind you with games in hand and you were flying, and all of a sudden then you had that wobble up and they caught you. That's what football's about. You have 46 games and not, you know, and it's just brought down to the 45th game. But, you know, and your players get injured and suspensions, and it's a balance up. And you never know what your team, that's what I mean, there could be a surprise in the team, doesn't manage to take a gamble and throw someone in and go for the win, change his formation. Has he got injuries?
I think we're going to narrowly win on Saturday, and we're setting up a helicopter final Saturday. Where's the pot going to?
There you go.
Where's the pot going to? There's going to be a helicopter
halfway
between Harlow and Needham.
Mm.
Don't think
the Ryman League will have a helicopter. At the moment, they're worrying.
Yeah. They're struggling for a glider.
Alan Turby will be on the back of a motorbike somewhere with a trophy in his hand.
Yeah.
They'll have a carrier pigeon.
Oh, dear.
Listen, Tom, it's been fantastic talking to you. We'll see you all on Saturday.
Good luck.
Yep.
See you later, mate. Bye-bye.
The line was a bit bad there, so we'll... I know Mark's ready. And talking about Needham, I'm trying to swing it back that way, but they are a quality side and deserve to go up as well as we do. And, you know, and Mark's been on, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago and spoke, you know, I thought he spoke fantastically on that day, and it was no issues of, you know, it was a, you know, Needham are going to smash you or Needham are going to do this or nothing like that whatsoever. He spoke very well.
Manager, yeah. Dave, you know, football bites you on the backside a lot of times, and most managers, I said to the Phoenix lads, they notice as they come into the Ryman League the respect that clubs have for each other, and managers especially. You know, the odd managers don't get on, don't get me wrong, but most managers, you know, most managers have got a lot of respect because they know what time and effort other managers put in, and it's not, you know, really a part-time job, and you know, but everyone's got a job in hand to try and win the game. You might, like I said, you get a bit of banter, and you know, like I said,
some of it's just heat at the moment.
Fisticuffs here and there, and some managers particularly don't like each other, but that's just a one-off. Normally, they've got a lot of respect for each other, and Mark and Dan and like I said, they'll be no different. And you've got to give a lot of time for that.
I must admit, I've got a lot of time for Mark. I've known Mark going back to the days we played Sudbury in the playoff final with him years ago, and that, and I've always spoken. If the unthinkable happens from our point of view and Needham beat us on Saturday, I'll be one of the first to go over and shake his hand and say, well done, you know.
Yeah, you get promoted and he'd be the first one to ring you up.
Without a doubt.
That was something on one of the Facebook pages we've got, that if, you know, the dreaded happens and
and we lose, that, you know, would it be right for us to applaud the Needham team? And the consensus was, yes, we
You've
would.
Got to.
Yeah. Because you'd have to take your hats off to them.
You're representing your club as well, and you want your club to come out of it looking good as supporters, you know. And like I said, and they'll all be behind you if you got into the playoffs, as vice versa, it was the other way around. You know, they present it. And that's part of what we're saying that you've got to do, but also then take that on the other side. So,
I mean, it would be nice if, the previous year it was heartbreak for us, but at the end of the day, it was the teams that finished first and second that went up.
Yeah.
Which, when you look at it like that, you know, especially if you finish sort of like 10, 12, 15 points clear, you know, but that's the joys of
the
playoffs.
That's the beauty of the playoffs. I like the playoffs.
So talking.
Well, I won it, but I like the playoffs because even at Christmas, you know you've got a chance. And it's not as boring. And as much as people say, yeah, the league, all these teams wouldn't have all these points if it weren't for the playoffs. They would have gave up half the way through, and you would have had the leader winning it by miles and whatever. And that's what playoffs bring into it, and that's why it's all competitive. We're reading through the fixtures at the beginning of the game, at the beginning of the show, going, that's a big game, that's a big game, that's a big game, because it's still wide open. And it's for the fans, the gates, it's all benefits all the clubs. The gates are still big because people will go and watch them and get in the playoffs, and you know, that's what it's
so
about.
So talking of playoffs, Paul, I mean, what... Worst case scenario.
Who's Paul?
Paul. But if that's the situation,
hold on, you're pulling my leg. Yeah.
But if it's
they get worse as the night goes on.
If the worst case scenario happens and we're in the playoffs, which is the team in there that you as a fan, you know, don't want to see us playing?
Don't bother me.
Yeah.
That myth went. When this so-called Heybridge hoodoo, oh, we've never beaten them since 1929 and all that rubbish, played them off the park. Means nothing to me. Never has done at any level of football. You beat, you play what's in front of you.
Exactly right.
Right, end of story. You can bring your Thurrocks, your Sudbury's, your Brentwoods, whoever's going to end up in there, and we'll play them. Remember, it's 11v11. It's a tactical game. As long as your tactics are right and your belief and your hunger and your desire is right, you can only beat what's in front of you. Don't matter what the team's called.
Exactly right.
Everybody agree with that then?
Yeah, he's spot on. I know we've both got reservations tonight, you know, but at the end of the day, we can beat anyone on the day, absolutely anyone. It doesn't matter who they are. It's just in our minds. It's not in the players' minds.
Well,
it's not in
half the players'
minds.
Won't even be there that have played against them.
Exactly.
So, you know, it makes no difference whatsoever. You just go in, as I said before, whoever it is, and we've done it, we just treat it as cup finals. We're just in cup finals now. Forget about the league. And I fancy myself any day, as Mark will say in a minute, and Dan will say, on the game Saturday, if you play to your potential, you know, you can beat anybody. So, is he ringing in, or have we got?
Should we give him? We'll give him a text, and we'll
get
Mark.
Text, get him in.
We'll get Mark on the phone.
Any more fans? Though we may give you the last 10 minutes.
Yeah,
because obviously we can't keep talking to Mark for half an hour. We spoke with him 2 weeks ago. He ain't going to tell us his team.
Why not?
Well, he will, but I don't think it's going to be his team.
You never know. You never know your luck. You might try and put a bit of pressure on and say,
"Well, I've got nothing to lose. I'll ask him."
Don't tell him I'm here.
No. Listen, we're off air for 20 minutes.
Yeah, on the QT. He'll just turn around until he's Sam Noosa's in goal.
Yeah, but he might have him as number one. Don't mean he's in goal.
That's true.
Well, if they're training tonight, I wonder if he's taking a little knock.
What, Mark? Yeah.
They were training tonight because he said to me that he was going to get back home about 8:30, 8:45. So
a long session then.
Yeah, so he's confident. So that's what it is. Yeah. But I mean, with some of these other divisions, I mean, even with the South Division, we were talking about it earlier on. Mm. I mean, there could be a chance of three people going over 100 points. But this is Mark, I think. Yeah. So let's have a look, Alan.